Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Erevin, Perek Yod, Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Beschos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi Bizecher, Fanzer Ziva Kagon, Bekarav Mamish. The Mishnah Dalet tells us Ziz Shelefnei Chaloin, a ledge that's right outside of a window. As long as this ledge is more than 10 Tefachim above the Rishos Rabim, so it's not considered to be in the Rishos Rabim, nice in all of Venotim Manu B'Shabbos. Someone who's inside the house, he's inside the Rishos Yachid, so he's allowed to put stuff on it and take things from it on Shabbos. There's no issue because he's not in the Rishos Rabim, even though it's over the Rishos Rabim, since it's more than 10 Tefachim above it, it's not considered to be in the Rishos Rabim. Now, it's only permitted to put breakable objects on this window ledge, because if they fall off and break, so he's not going to go into the Rishos Rabim to pick them up. But if they're non-breakable objects, they might just fall off the window ledge, and then on Shabbos, he's going to go to pick them up and bring them back inside his house, being over the Isser of carrying from Rishos Rabim into Rishos Yachid. The Mishnah continues, I'm in Adam Rishos Yachid, Metatal Rishos Rabim. A person is allowed to stand in Rishos Yachid and stretch their hand out into the Rishos Rabim and move things around that are in the Rishos Rabim. Or Rishos Rabim Metal to Rishos Yachid. A person is allowed to be in the Rishos Rabim and put his hand into Rishos Yachid and move things around in the Rishos Yachid. Now talking about the first case where he's in the Rishos Yachid moving things around in the Rishos Rabim, that's Ubalvachal Yotzi Chutz Me'arba Amos, as long as he doesn't move an object more than 4 Amos. Even though he's in Rishos Yachid, since he's moving something around in the Rishos Rabim, he's going to be over the Isser of being Mavir something Dalad Amos in the Rishos Rabim if he moves this object around more than 4 Amos, so he has to keep it to within its 4 Amos. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, the Mishnah tells us, a person is not allowed to stand in Rishos Yachid, v'yashin Rishos Rabim, and urinate into the Rishos Rabim, or Rishos Rabim v'yashin Rishos Yachid. No standing in Rishos Rabim and urinate into Rishos Yachid. That's because he's transferring from Rishos Rabim to Rishos Yachid, or vice versa. V'chein lo yarek, he also shouldn't spit from Rishos Yachid to Rishos Rabim, or vice versa, because he's transferring the spit from one Rishos to another. Rabbi Hudaimer, he extends this halacha and says, af mishenitlash rukai befiv, even once the spit, the saliva, becomes detached in his mouth, meaning enough saliva gathers in his mouth, then now he's ready to spit it out. He shouldn't walk 4 amos in the Rishos Rabim until he spits it out of his mouth, because it's like he's carrying this saliva in his mouth because it's ready to be spat out. So it's just like an object that he's carrying, and therefore he should first spit it out and then continue walking. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav and Zion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.